Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Let me give you some information about me and how you can reach me. If you want, call in 630-338-1160. And again, you're listening to AM 1160, Hope for Your Life Radio, so you're going to see a pattern here. Call me at 630-338-1160. My website, 1160mortgage.com. And just Google me, Dan, D-A-N, Frio, F-R-I-O. Today we're going to talk about, is your goal this year to buy a home? If it is, the show's for you. Here's what kind of prompted me to do this show. For me, I've done this for 30 years. So everything about this process is kind of second nature, I guess. You know, if I go to a car, my car's messed up, so I take it in, the guy will sit there and say, you got these wires and this, the gadget and this. And I'm like, dude, just put it in English. So we're just, can it be fixed? How much is it going to cost me? So kind of here's what hit home. I was talking to my son. And he's at the age, he's got a great job. He's got some money in the bank, and now he's looking to possibly buy a house. So I said, what are you going to do? And he's like, I don't know. I've done this for 30 years. He's my kid. If he doesn't know what to do, we got problems. So what I decided to do is I'm going to make this as simple as I can. I'm going to call this Finding a House 101, basic class when you go into like English 101. It just basically teaches you how to read. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to walk you through this process. Now, the process can be, and if you've talked to people, it can be frustrating. It can be scary. You can go down a road and hit a brick wall. But in most of those cases, and it happens to some of my clients, but in most of those cases, there's a reason of what happened. So they didn't listen, or they didn't, a lot of times is what I'll walk you through, especially at the beginning. I'll say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And, if they don't follow that, it's like following you're baking cookies. You miss one of the ingredients, it's not going to turn out right. It might not turn out at all. So what we want to do is I want to walk you through and say, okay, you're interested in buying a home. What are we going to do? Where do we start? What's the first piece or first ingredient that we need? The end result is we want that cookie. So the first thing we got to do is we got to find the ingredients. That's what we're going to go over right now. We need to build you a dream team. There's different components or there's different ingredients in that cookie. So the ingredients of this, a mortgage person. So unless you're buying it cash, God bless you if you are, you need the money. Without the money, you can't do anything. Okay? So what happens a lot of times, especially on the money side of things, people want to do it fast and cheap, I guess. What I mean by fast and cheap, if you want chocolate chip cookies, if you buy the really cheapy, nasty chocolate chips, but you want an awesome cookie, well, you just, the one of the biggest ingredients of that just is flawed. So here's what I'm getting at this. There's websites out there. Some of them take you to the moon. Some of them, whatever. They reference, quick and easy and 1 minute approvals and other areas like that. However, do you want to just wing it with those cookies, or do you want that cookie to be awesome when you're done? So let me talk you through this part of it. The quick and easy piece. You go online, you click through, you plug in some data, and it spits out and says, congratulations, you can go buy a house now. Well, the data that you put into that was it accurate? It might be accurate for you, but is it accurate for the lending piece of things? So let me give you an example. Do you, when it asks you for your income, what income are you putting in? Do you know what your gross income is before taxes? Do you know, are you allowed to use your overtime and your bonuses? Are you allowed to add in anything? Do you have to subtract anything? Do you pay child support? There's all kind of facets of this. You, who don't do this for a living, or like I said, when I take in my car, just put it in English, you're just putting in the data you think is accurate. Is it accurate? If it's not, that pre-approval you just received or that cookie that you end up making isn't going to be the cookie that you wanted. So I do have an online system. I encourage you, especially if you work all day long, do it in the evenings when you go there. It's 1160mortgage.com. Top left is apply now. Click it. Fill out as much as you can. I'm going to shoot you a quick email and say, what time can we talk? Why do I want to talk? I don't want to talk to annoy you. I don't want to talk just to take up your time. I want to talk to make sure we have all the ingredients, the good ingredients to make that cookie. Okay, so I'm going to go through your income, how much you have in savings, where you work, how long you've worked there. Do you pay child support? Do you receive child support? Do you have, you know, all these pieces of the puzzle? How much money do you have down as a down payment? Is it going to be gifted? You know, all these pieces are going to make it that end up cookie being the perfect cookie, or are we going to have a train wreck? So the first piece of the puzzle is the mortgage part. So if your goal is to purchase a home, that's your dream. Don't put off your dream any longer. Let's try. You might say, well, my credit's no good. Well, we hook you up with creditscoresandmore.com. We can start working on your credit there. You don't have a down payment. Well, I have grants to help you with your down payment. I have this. If you have all these excuses and you don't want to apply online, just call me and go over your excuses. And I'll say, you know what? It's not the time. Or you know what? Believe it or not, you qualify. I have people that call me sometimes and they're, by the time we're done, they're crying because I've had them on the phone, we did a pre-approval. So again, the steps of this process is, unless you have cash to buy the house, you can't do anything without the financing. And that's the mortgage part of it. So please reach out to me. You will work with me personally and I'll get you through that process. Okay. That is step one. And there's a lot of programs out there for you. All these shows are also on a podcast. I have them on iTunes. I have them on my website. Go to 1160mortgage.com. You'll see YouTubes and podcasts. Click through. They're all labeled. So if you want to find out certain programs, you want to find out, you know, other things about what I do, what I can help you with, please scroll through those and see if there's a show there for you. Go to my YouTube channel. There's over 200 videos with over 100,000 views. It's probably addressed there. Call me. You will talk with me, I promise you, personally, and I'll walk you through the process. So that is the mortgage piece of things. So if your goal is, you know, your dream is to get into a home and you don't have the cash, work with me. We'll get you down the road, even if we have to. I've worked with clients over a year to put them into homes. So I promise you, I'll do everything I can to help. Okay, so the next piece of the puzzle is, we got your financing in line. Now what? Now how are we going to find that house? We're not going to find it by clicking on Zillow. We're not going to find it by going to Redfin. We're not going to Google, you know, houses for sale in this area. Why? There's multiple reasons why. The two biggest reasons why is that home might already be sold. Might be gone. So now you get your hopes up and, you know, you find out that that house is gone. So that's not the way to go. I would highly, highly suggest working with a good realtor. And in the next segment, I'm going to go over all the questions you want to ask this realtor. I know most of you probably have a friend, a buddy, an aunt, uncle, cousin, somebody who sells homes. But again, we're working on having this gourmet cookie when we're done. We want the pieces or the ingredients of that cookie. We want the best ingredients we can. So if you're looking at a home, you might be spending $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. Don't you want the end product to be perfect? So we're gonna work with a realtor who has met all the guidelines of what a professional realtor does, okay? Another thing is, when you're buying a home, the realtor does not cost you anything. That service is free to you. You don't pay them anything. Who's paying them then? The seller. Out of the proceeds that the seller of the home, at the closing, what will happen is the sellers, out of the profits that they receive, they have to pay a commission to all the realtors involved. So that's how that person gets paid. So it's a free service. You're going to get a professional. How many times can you hire a professional? It's like going to the doctors for free. You went to this person who is a professional in what they do. Their service is free. And they're good at what they do because you scrubbed it and you did your due diligence to find that person. You find a professional person that meets all these qualifications and that's no cost to you. Why wouldn't you use it? Why would you waste your time Google searching a home that you don't know nothing about? And the photos in the online pictures, you know they're staged. So is that house, many times even the interiors of that house are staged. It might not even have furniture. So when we come back, I'm going to go over how to screen or vet a realtor. So please stay tuned. God bless. Come right back.